Today, we're going to be talking about Third Thursday event that's coming up again next Thursday, and that Community Hospital is the host, the sponsor.
Yeah, we're super excited. We have a lot going on, all about healthy communities and how partners in our community make it even better for families to be in the community and outside and healthy. Well, there's going to be lots of fun stuff to do. I know we're going to do some bird watching.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Carol's really stoked about it. And then we're also going to have the YMCA will be there with lots of outdoor activities to do. We have lots of giveaways, like bikes.
Mm-hmm. Outdoor games that you can play with your kids in your yard or your family. Just ways to, be healthy without being in your houses and behind a screen or that kind of thing. We really... the hospital is about leading our region to a healthier future. That's our literal mission. And it's about preventative care. That's where it starts. And that's what we're hoping to maybe share.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
I just want to be there because I want to watch Molly birdwatch for an hour. So
I mean, I'm getting you there to birdwatch. We'll both.
Yeah, we'll birdwatch. You know, it's something that not a lot of folks probably do.
Yeah,
maybe we need to do a little bit more of it.
Yeah. So, and something you can just like do.
Right. Like take your family down to the park and
why not
find birds?
Go disc golf. There's so much that we can do in our community that I think not everybody realizes. So it'll be a good night to go out and realize maybe there's some things you and your family could do together that you would have never thought of.
Mm-hmm. So where is this going to be held at the part of the hospital?
No.
Oh, you're...
This is at Norris
North
Alley.
Park. Norris Alley.
Yep.
My bad. Okay.
Yep. We're at Norris Alley just for, it's Third Thursday. So that's kind of where the Third Thursdays are kind of hosted. And so we'll have it down there at the alley. We're really going to be mostly in the road. We have a DJ and then we have the cash bar with the chamber. And it'll just be a nice, way to showcase what we are doing, but also what all of our partners in the community and region are doing. So,
yeah. And then there will be food because it's 4 to 8. So if you are hungry, definitely bring yourselves there. The Carniceria will be there with their taco truck, and then we'll have Fast Eddie's, and then of course Sweet Ember. That is like our go-to. Yeah. So lots of really good stuff to do there. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling you guys have been planning this for a long time.
Maybe a little while.
Probably since the day Trisha started.
April, yeah. Yeah, so we're super excited. The fire department is going to be there for security, but they're also going to be bringing a rig, hopefully. Mm-hmm. They did that last month with the chamber for their Third Thursday, and my kids thought that was so cool. So I think it would be really neat to see some of those things. Both of the health departments will be there.
MCC is bringing their truck.
The CDL simulator.
Okay. And then they also have a CNA program in their nursing department over in the East Campus. They're going to talk about that just as a way that helps us, get people to be employees. And so they are bringing that information out.
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of really cool information. And we encourage everybody to do an activity for kids. So giveaways, fun things. It's just a nice night to get out.
Yeah, the MCC one's going to be fun.
Yeah, sure. It is.
It's going to be real fun.
You bet. Uh-huh. Let's hope we maybe get Mother Nature to tone it down a little bit.
Could she please?
Yeah, maybe.
Just chill out a little. There will be free water. We have a pallet of water that we're hoping to give away.
Yes. And shout out to the MEDC. They've let us store water there for most of the summer. Sure. It's been a really good use. But yeah, so we'll have free water. But yeah, the cash bar will be nice. The chamber is doing that. And yeah.
And we're also going to showcase our Roots apartment building that's just behind Norris Alley. We have Roots there, but we're going to share some of the drawings and, floor plans and stuff like that. We're going to kind of use the blue wall as a display place. And then we also have a video about Roots, and we're going to take one of our TVs that we have at the hospital and kind of play that video for people to watch if they want to. And so, again, it's we're just sharing what we do for our community, because that's our first mission, is our community. And we can only do that by being in the community. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah.
It's been a busy month of August. You've had a lot of things going on this month, haven't you?
Yeah.
We're
busy all the time.
Yeah. I know. We were just going through our next few weeks, and it's going to be a little bit wild, but that's okay.
You had the emergency situation.
Oh, the mock drill was so cool. Uh-huh. It was. I've been involved in a couple of them, and they're always really good. This one was really unique because of the work ethic camp being involved, and even that crew we just were involving the WEC because we were like, hey, this is something that could really happen to us. And we might need to know, like, how do you handle a prisoner if they come into the ER or things like that? And then all of the Department of Corrections was like, hey, can we come watch? Hey, can we be involved? Hey, we need to be involved because we're going to do this hostage negotiations. And it just became this really, really cool thing that brought together a lot of people that really need to kind of know what's going on to help and support our region and our community. And on our side at the hospital, you know, we have an incident command team that comes together in those moments and kind of works through it and like what's going to happen, how do we get employees here, that kind of thing. You know, that went really smoothly. It went great. We had a great time. And I know that the other crews, the other partners involved were very happy with it, so it was cool.
Stacey Aguilar was kind of in charge of all that.
That's her baby.
Is her baby, and she does a great job. You know, Mark Harpin was involved, the city was involved, again WEC, Red Willow County, obviously, like with the Sheriff's Department they were involved, but also we used the fairgrounds for a lot of it. You know, we just had lots of good players and people who are interested in making sure that we are able to support our people. So
God forbid you ever have some a situation like that, but you got to be ready in case you do.
Right. It's just so wildly important. And you don't think about, you know, like when we start planning it, you don't think about potentially a WEC van getting in an accident. Mm-hmm. But what happens if a WEC van gets in an accident, and how do we support the inmates, and how do we support the people that are involved in that? And so it was a really important drill. And I do believe that's why the DOC was so involved in it, because, you know, they do those kinds of drills over in Lincoln and Omaha, but those were the people that came out here so that they could be involved and see kind of what was happening. So that was cool. That was really cool.
Also, big news just recently with your cancer center.
Yeah.
Being now officially a member of the Association of Cancer Care Centers.
Yes. So, Buddy, our new oncology director, he kind of came in and was like, hey, this is something that I think is really important. And we're one of four or five,
one of five, he said,
in the state. It just kind of gives us some resources to help take care of people better, closer to home. And I really think we now have medical oncology with Dr. George. We've talked about that a lot. Dr. Halavity is with us from North Platte in radiation oncology. We have a really great outpatient injection infusion department. And so we're just like bringing those people together and making this really amazing team. So that's been cool.
Yeah. And I think one thing, especially with my job, that's really important is preventative and working ahead and realizing that medicine isn't just about healthcare. It's about the whole entire person. So where they're living, what they do day to day. And that's something that Buddy brings to the table with this. And so it's going to be really interesting to see. It's going to be a more holistic care. Even our physical therapy department, there are probably two physical therapists in the state of Nebraska that are certified oncology physical therapists. And we will probably have 7 or 8 in the coming months.
In November.
So that's huge because people at this point, chemo is not what it used to be. People used to think that you do chemo, you sit on the couch, you rest. Feel like crap, you rest, but it's so much more than that now. So now we'll have physical therapists that are trained in oncology to help people prepare for treatment, but also recover from it too. So it's a whole thing, but we're super excited about it because it's all about treating the whole person, not just the disease or the cancer.
And oncology now, we've just started. Dr. George is actually outreaching in Colby, Kansas. So he has an outreach clinic 2 times a month down there. And then in the next couple months, we are hopeful to be out in Ray, Colorado. So that's super cool. You know, we haven't really outreached ever because we had people come to us, visiting specialists. But we now have this opportunity to go to patients that are a little bit in a desolate place, you know, like being out in Ray, Colorado, you just don't get the same services that we have here. And that's saying something. And so we're able to provide them direct oncology care there in Ray or in, Colby. So that it's been really cool to see. And those numbers are growing and it gives us the ability to meet people where they're at instead of expecting them to drive 3 hours for radiation every single day for 6 weeks.
Especially when you're not feeling well. That's not fun.
No. Fantastic news with that.
So cool. We could go on and on about it. It's so exciting.
Yes!
I mean, cancer is awful. So, like, this is just, like, this is super cool that we get to do this.
Yeah. Right. Just looking ahead, and just because I saw it on your Facebook page, the Rehabilitation Center having a Wiener Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys are involved. Yeah.
Looking forward to that on the 17th.
Yes, we love a good Wiener Wednesday. 11:30 to 1, just outside of the Rehab Center. Just a good way to meet all of the team. So it's not just physical therapy. We have a speech therapy team. We have an occupational therapy team. They'll all be there cooking hot dogs. And, you know, anybody can come. Last year we had, like, teachers out there on a break. You know, anybody can come just meet people. I think Sarah said that they gave out 500 hot dogs last year. That's huge. Yeah.
Just awesome.
It's fun. And, you know, they play music and just chat. And it's a great time.
Yeah.
Also, I want to mention September 9th is the Suicide Prevention and Awareness Walk.
Okay.
That'll be at Norris Park. It starts at 5:30, I think.
Yep.
And it's a walk around the park in remembrance and in support of loved ones and survivors and the whole gamut. They're going to do Chalk the Walk. We did that last year where you can write memories and things on with chalk. They're also going to make a survivor and family quilt. So if you're a family member and or a survivor, you can kind of make like a little, you know,
quilt square
that they'll put together. We'll have t-shirts. So watch our Facebook page. We'll release that information that you can order. And then we'll also have I know for sure of one family member who's going to speak. And then Kathy Gibbon, who's our nurse practitioner, will be there. I mean, her whole team's involved, but, you know, they'll kind of welcome and stuff. So that'll start at 5:30 at Norris Park. So we won't be walking. Last year, we walked from the hospital to the park. This year, we're just all stationary at the park. Yeah. It just meets people where they're at. It's easier. The walk, you don't know this, but it's uphill both ways. And so it was tough to get people there. And
lots of heavy breathing.
Your calves were burning.
It didn't feel very good.
No. Yeah. So we just were like, you know, let's just get people over there. Let's just have it start and be there. So that's where it's going to be, and we're really excited about that. So that's September 9th.
All right. Yeah. That's a big event, but again, the big one is next Thursday, Norris Alley, starting at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Yes, and come and go as you please. Yeah. Yep, 4 to 8. Come eat dinner. Come play games. Just be together.
Right. And there's things happening. There's a volleyball tournament. There's a football scrimmage same night. We understand that. Like, we have kids and families that also need to be involved in those things. So like Tricia said, you don't have to come and stay, and you don't have to come the whole time. But come and go and enjoy and be a part of our community. That's why we're here, to be connectors of the people that rely on our services, but on everybody's services. Mm-hmm.
Yep, right. Definitely.
Get a lot of this information on your Facebook page, website. It's all over the place, isn't it?
All over, yep.
Yep, yep, and they can always call us too.